Back in 2008, the old Bemidji High School was mostly demolished and a modern new school was built west of town. The old gym became the Boys and Girls Club and almost all of the old school became rubble. But a group of alumni managed to save a piece of the school and the history that goes with it. And three of these folks are on the phone with us right now to tell us about it. They're Sharon Frutell, Linda Lemmer, and Jerry Phillips. Welcome all you guys.
Thank you.
Are you all Bemidji High School grads?
Yes. We are.
And all from the same class. Basically.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask. It seemed like when I got some information about this project and you're all pretty much from the same class, I thought that class must have been special, was it?
Yeah. It's the class of 1964, and some of us say it's the 64 ever is our name. We get together annually. Very often, usually annually, as a larger group. We stay close.
That sounds like you do. How did you come up with this idea that, I mean, you must have had it, right? You know, you must have had it before the school was raised, or else the piece that you've saved would have been destroyed.
Part of the rubble you talked about.
Yes, exactly.
I think, you know, there were a number of people who thought the building itself should have been saved just because it was an iconic building and something that you noticed as you're driving up Beltrami Avenue. That didn't happen, so somebody, I don't know if it was Sharon or somebody, had the idea, let's get an entryway and save that. So there we are.
So Sharon Frutell gathered a group together, and she got the name of an architectural salvage expert out of Duluth, and it happened. We saved one of the entryways of the old Bemidji High School.
It was quite a flurry, Maggie, because the building was scheduled to be demolished in May, and it was only in March that we started pulling people together to figure out how we could do this. And people came from many parts of town, many alums from many different classes to help us. And it was quite a sight when we actually got to the demolition. We had people with their own pickups and their own front loaders and their own trailers and all kinds of equipment helping to move these large pieces as the salvage expert would separate them from the building. And we numbered and photographed every piece so that we would be able to put it back together like a puzzle.
Where is this going to go? What's the repository for it?
Well, there's a long history to that. Do you want to mention
the final place that is being presented to the school district facility use committee and the school board is at the new high school, just off the parking lot to the west.
The idea that you stored it as pieces of a puzzle and then you're going to rebuild it, what is going to happen? What do you hope this piece will represent and be used for once you get it rebuilt?
Well, it is an archway, so it could be used for people interested in having their photographs taken, for alumni to walk through the arch as they had done many times walking into the school, to tie the old school with the new school, to continue creating memories that the kids that are attending the new school can relate from their parents.
Describe this arch.
Describe the arch?
Yeah, what does it look like? Since we're on the radio, we can't see a picture. What does it look like?
It's 22 feet high?
22 feet high, 22 feet wide.
Two big pillars each side of what was the doors.
The entryway is about 7 foot wide.
And it's an arched entry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It had a balustrade above the door, which we're hoping can be replicated, but those are the pieces that were the most fragile and may not all come together. It had a window on each side of the door, and the sides angle back. So
It will be placed on a concrete patio with some landscaping done around it. And there were other pieces saved, architecturally beautiful pieces from the upper level of the school that we hope we can create, that we can design into a bench that would also be on the patio.
Do you have any information on the original architect or the design of the building? What, when did the building go up? And if you knew who did the work?
There's a wonderful story there. We actually, someone from our committee was able to find the original blueprints, and I think they were down in Illinois somewhere, but he tracked them down. So we actually have those, which is quite a find. And the building was built so that it could be opened in 1922 when school started in the fall. So it served Bemidji for almost 80 years, which this morning I was thinking that's about two-thirds of our of the history of our city. And so it served the community for a long time. I'd like to add to what Linda said about the purpose of this project and of the arch, because I think in addition to what Linda mentioned, it is just a piece of beauty in itself. It's just a beautiful structure. And so it adds to the attractiveness of our community. But it also is, I guess you'd say, it reminds us of the importance of the past and how this school was central to the community for the, all those many years. A high school in most communities, I think, is a central gathering or a bringing together point that, that helps a community feel like a community. And this high school did that. It educated many people who graduated and have stayed in Bemidji and helped build the wonderful community that it is. So I think that's an important piece of its purpose as well.
You know, you guys, obviously, this is not going to be a cheap project. It sounds like putting all these pieces back together and setting it up and putting it on a concrete pad. What's it going to cost to do this? Do you have an estimate?
We have estimated a budget of $150,000, taking what our contractor has put in and then adding in some embellishments that may be needed, like solar lighting, a plaque commemorating those who have donated over $1,000.
Landscaping.
Mm-hmm. We have people willing to donate time and energy to help us move trees or trim up trees.
So you're speaking of donations. If someone wants to contribute to this, how do they do that?
We have a brochure if they need to know some information on a piece of paper. We have a Facebook page that gives instructions on how to donate. They can donate through Northwest Minnesota Foundation by credit card or by sending a check with the notation of the arch in the memo line. Or they can send a check to me, Linda Lemmer, and they can make the check out to Northwest Minnesota Foundation, although we have had checks made out to Old Bemidji High School Remembered. It all goes into the same pot.
On the Facebook page, too, there's a direct link to Northwest Minnesota Foundation, which makes it very easy to contribute that way. And these contributions are tax deductible.
All right. You guys, this sounds like a great project, and congratulations to the class of 64.
Well, Maggie, we've been working on this for 12 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, right.
2008 in the spring, and now it's 2020. So we've been persistent, but we're so pleased that we're at the place we are, finally.
So it sounds like you're getting close.
Yes,
we are.
All right. Well,
we
good.
We still need money, but we're getting close.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to tell us about this project. It sounds like it's going to be really beautiful, and it's going to be a great addition to the new high school as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Maggie, for giving us the opportunity to tell the community more about this, too.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you. That is Sharon Frutell, Linda Lemmer, and Jerry Phillips. They're part of the Old Bemidji High School Remembered Project. And you can check out their Facebook. It's called their Facebook page. It's called Old Bemidji High School Remembered.